We're the farm station, all ag, all day. Joined today by Richard Fordyce. Richard is a farmer from Missouri and is also with OBP. But I have to throw in former administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency in Washington, D.C. Great to see
you. Great to see you, Tony. I love coming to events like this for a lot of reasons. You get to see things. But, when I was in Washington, you and I had dozens of conversations. And at the time, were pretty important conversations to, make folks aware of what was going on within USDA, within the Farm Service Agency, and in ways that we were helping farmers at the time.
Well, and you're with OBP now, and some might remember maybe a different name, Osborne Barr. What's OBP do?
So OBP is Osborne Barr Paramore, and we are communications, public relations, just a full-service communications agency, and our clients are primarily agriculture. We were founded in agriculture 35 years ago, and we actually have some of those original clients that we started the company with 35 years ago. But we look at issues related to agriculture, and it's across almost every sector within the industry. And how can we help communicate the message of a company, of a brand, of an association? How do we get the word out? How can we craft a message that folks can understand, that resonates with people, and really makes a difference?
Well, you talk about making a difference. What about the difference that technology and seed has made, especially for corn, soybeans, even cotton?
Yeah, that is a great question. And we're at we're at CattleCon. It's cattle every day, all day. But when we think about that feed input, in the cattle sector, and where does that feed come from? How is it being raised? Will there be enough this year? What's the price going to be, right, for cattle producers? I would say, let me go back 20 years ago when, a lot of seed companies were investing hundreds of millions of dollars developing seed trait technology that makes that plant more resilient in a bad weather year. And, Tony, we farm in Northwest Missouri, and we had two hailstorms. We had a derecho, and it was just really, really dry for a big part of the growing season. And we grew record yielding corn in that environment. And I know, we've talked a little bit before this, but this fall when we were harvesting corn on one side of the fence, literally harvesting 215 bushel corn across the fence, the pasture was so dry you could shoot pool on it. And it made me wonder about the investment that has been for two decades or more that's gone into seed trait technology, yet we've not done a really good job to really prioritize forage research and making forage resilient. But the seed trait technology, I think, and the developments and advancements in that, I think, are really good news for cattle producers because, as I said earlier, you're not going to see those big volatile spikes in prices. Chicago traders, when it's dry at my farm, they're not going to get nervous and, watch that price spike, for a week straight. So I think it's taken volatility out of the market on that feed input side for cattle producers. And it just offers, I think, some reassurance that, that feed will be there. It may not be like extremely close regionally, but it's not going to be far away where there's going to be ample access to feed.
As we move forward into 2024, and obviously every year is a new year, but what would you offer for producers to kind of be looking for, keep their eye on, and again, there's so many unknowns, but what would Richard be watching?
So, I think you've been living under a rock if you haven't noticed that, we've got a little discord, in our political system. And I think all of us as farmers would like to see the government less involved in agriculture than more involved. But the fact of the matter is they are involved. And, you know, as we look ahead, we've got a farm bill to write. You know, we're actually operating in an extension now. You know, the Congress voted to extend it for 1 year. It actually expired in September. So thinking about what is that farm bill going to look like? What are the components in that farm bill that might be different that, you know, that can be beneficial not only to, you know, to crop farmers, but also livestock producers? What programs are going to be in there to assist during disasters? Those kinds of things I think we're looking at, you know, from that farm bill. We're in a presidential election year. I mean, things get weird, from a national perspective during a presidential election. What is that going to look like, right? Who's going to win the presidential election, and then the fallout that happens after that, and how things can change within the federal government? Always weather, right? Like, weather is always a thing that we don't know. We can't predict that. We don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, national weather folks, you know, have said it might be relaxed. The drought might be relaxed in some of the places where it's been dry. Certainly, we're praying for that to happen, right? There's places that have been in drought for 3 years. We got to get that turned around. And I just think that, again, you know, we're at CattleCon, and this is a cattle convention. But I think what's really going to be interesting to watch, and there is some really neat stuff here, Tony, is just how, like, really smart people that want to support, in this case, the cattle industry, or really smart people that are supporting the crop side of farming, the innovations that are coming, the way they think about how can we do this better? How can we do this more economically? How can we do this with less inputs? And I think all of those are good news. They're good news for ag producers, and they're good news for folks just generally involved in agriculture. And ultimately, they're good for people who eat, right? Yeah.
Richard, so great to see you. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Tony. Great to see you, too.
Richard Fordyce is a farmer from Missouri, is with OBP, and former administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency. From Orlando and CattleCon 24, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report. We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day.